She's been helping black women figure out what's hot and what's not in the beauty industry for years. Mickey Taylor is the beauty and cover director for Essence magazine. Now she's taking on a new role and taking her beauty secrets to the TV screen. Taylor is the new host of TV One's Makeover Manor, a weekly half-hour show where a guest is pampered and primped by an A-list of pros from the health, fashion, and hairstyling world.
Actress Kim Whitley has it all, many successes, but her look needs a makeover.
Dressed by Poochie, body by Hoochie, we thought maybe it was time for us to do something a little different.
Today, she gets help from the best in the industry.
Mickey, great to see you again.
Great to be with you.
So you're at Essence, and now you're the host of Makeover Manor. So how did your print work help you transition into television?
Well, you know, it's pretty simple. It's really about helping women, and really, as I move forward, helping us move our lives forward. And I just don't believe that grown folks should have wish lists. I think wish lists are for children. So I want us to have checklists, and I want us to be about the business of acting on them. Hence, Makeover Manor, hence anything that you see Mickey Taylor involved in. It's really about helping us move from where we are to where we desire to be.
I mentioned the, you know, health, fashion, hairstyling, but you also have a really strong life coaching component. And you did a makeover on Kim Whitley this season. She's been on shows from Married with Children to Moesha, That's So Raven, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And you yourself, in addition to a life coach, really spent some time talking to her about who she is, what she wants to be, how she wants to live. Tell me about what that process was like.
Well, you know, I think that real change begins within. And I think that's why a lot of times when we see makeovers, whether it's on television or what have you, you know, a person gets a new hairstyle, they get a new wardrobe, and then maybe you see them a few weeks later and they're back to the familiar. That's because, again, nothing profound has changed. And it was important to spend that time with Kim, as we did with all of our subjects, to find out, what is life like right now? We had the advantage of a mastermind, a loved one in their life for each of the subjects who wrote in and told us about them. Here's what I love about this person. Here's what's missing. Here's what I want for them. Here's what's not working. And here's what I know they want for themselves, but they don't know how to begin. So we spent that time with Kim. We learned that Kim had difficulty saying no. And we had to teach her how to lovingly say no to everything that she was, you know, asked that wasn't essential, so that she could say yes to those things that were meaningful. Did that make Kim a self-centered person? No, that made Kim a self-nurturing person. And we had to show her how to balance that scale.
Give me a concrete example of something that you told her to pull back on.
Well, she was giving to any and everyone. From someone would call, can you come and be here this weekend? Oh, girl, we have to go here. There's a party for so-and-so. And so when she would come home off the road, you know, it would be like, well, where was the Kim time? Well, it wasn't happening. And so, you know, life was just kind of passing her by, like, you know, it's sort of like watching a video, only it's not fun when it's your life and you want to be in it. And so we had to teach Kim how to say, no, tell them you can't do this today because you've penciled yourself in for that time.
What other kinds of things did you do? Because you have a team system going on with different people who you've got on the show who address different issues. So what else were you trying to unpack, not just with her, but what do you do with the people who come on the show?
Well, the wonderful thing is that the idea is that at the manor, behind most of those doors, there's an expert to answer every need or desire. So part of that temple management team, as I call them, there was a personal trainer. There was a nutritionist. There were more than one lifestyle coach. Then there was the hairstylist, the makeup artist, the wardrobe person, and really handpicked so that it was really about understanding the subject and their life and how to help them move forward in their life, not creating an imprint and putting this upon them and then saying, go forth.
I've noticed a fair number of women, and I've sometimes felt this way myself, like, why should I get dressed up just to be harassed or just to be judged or just to be, you know, kind of dissected by other people? Is there any way that people can who might have a block around finding their own personal style or looking good that you can talk them through that kind of issue?
I learned a long time ago that it's not what other people think of you. It's what you think of yourself, ultimately, that counts. And so in helping, and I think particularly in women, There are so many women that lie inside each of us, and I really want us to discover them all. I think we owe it to ourselves to put our blinders on, if you will, to discover what's true and wonderful about us, to know the experiences that we want to know. This is the one and only. You can't give that away. You have to own your life and celebrate it to the fullest. It doesn't matter what other people think. You know, we have so many barriers. You know, there are women that I've run into and they say, I'd love to wear color, but I just can't. Why not? Who told you that you couldn't? You're dying to know. When are you going to act on it?
At the same time, there are people who, I'll just be blunt here, they will do some crazy things with some fashion. And what if somebody thinks they're exercising their personal style, and then you look at them and you're like, wow, you look like you belong to Streetwalkers Anonymous. Are you willing to break people down who really have an attachment to a style that may be inappropriate or outrageous in a bad way as opposed to outrageous in a good way?
Well, we have. We certainly have helped someone fine-tune their style. And it's all right to need guidance. And I think that's where a temple management team is so important. I mean, you wouldn't think of, you know, we see a dentist because we're not able to manage that health care ourselves. Well, it's no different in wardrobe, hairstylist, financial planning, a nutritionist. You know, it is all right to have professional guidance to put the pieces together.
All right. Professional guidance, as we've mentioned, is great, but it's expensive. I mean, when it's hands-on, one-on-one, when you're talking about people who are fitness professionals, life coaches, not everyone can afford to go that path. If you either can't afford or choose not to, you know, work with individuals, what else can you do to get some guidance?
I think you have to be resourceful. So, for example, if you're a professional woman and you're looking to fine-tune a style on a budget, if you will, department stores offer personal shoppers and they are free of charge. If you aren't the type of person who is able to go to the hair salon every week, then partner with a professional so that you're in there once a month for conditioning, any relaxing services, and then get the guidance on how to manage your own hair for the other 3 to 4 weeks of that month. If there is an area of your life that is getting away from you, that's the place to make the investment. So it's important.
Mickey, always great to talk to you. Thanks.
Likewise. Thank you.
Mickey Taylor is the host of TV1's Makeover Manor. She is also beauty and cover director for Essence Magazine, and she joined us at our NPR studios in Culver City, California.